Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Jordan, when was the last time you went to jury duty?
I didn't just do jury duty. I did grand jury!
Is that like a plus-size jury duty?
It felt like it. You got an hour off for lunch.
Ooh.
It was like, indict, don't indict. So dramatic.
How to get away with murder.
It was really
invested.
Good. There was a lot of dunk-dunk. What about you?
I mean, I've been to like the interviews or whatever,
mm-hmm.
where they go and
right.
see how crazy you should be.
Paneling, I think they call
and
it.
And I just cried.
What?
I just cried. I was like, I got my period. I'm freelance. I got to work to pay these taxes on tampons.
They're like, dismissed.
Michelle Buteau.
I'm Jordan Carlos. Welcome to Adulting from WNYC Studios, the podcast where we learn to be grown-ass adults together.
Together!
This episode was such a good one. We had Michael Costa from The Daily Show.
And Arturo Castro.
Alternatino.
Yes.
Yes. Love his style. Love everything about him, man.
And just a heads up, everybody, while I was talking to Michael Costa, my mic was not working. I mean, look, I'm just saying our conversation was probably too hot and the universe is like, I can't handle it. Put it on pause.
It's going to sound weird for a few minutes, but it'll be fine.
You're fine. We're all fine. The world's all right. Wear condoms. You're too cute for bacteria. Bye, bitches.
Stay tuned. Toot toot.
Oh, my God. Is this the Soul Train? Oh, Jesus. Are you going on vacation this summer?
I just came from Maine this morning. You know, it's very
that is the whitest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah, I should have had a
like Maine Queens.
I took a boat to a train, to a cab to here.
That sounds like 12 Years a Slave. And then I lost my violin along the way.
I know, actually, I was like recording the boat, the churning of the water as I was leaving the island. And, okay, whatever. And it was like, goof, 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 goof. I was like, yeah, this shit is like 12 Years a Slave, but
yeah.
With a happier ending. Yeah.
Where is this going?
We go, I don't know, you asked me, I'm going with it. But our island.
So you went with your family?
I went with my family.
To Maine.
I went with my family
like
to Maine.
Portland. That's in Maine.
Yes, Casco cool. Bay. Does anybody know? Yeah.
Okay. Nice. Represent, bitch. You got out. You got off the compound.
That is an odd shout out. So whenever I'm in the summer house, we become the black neighborhood on the island.
Yes.
It's pretty dope. Yeah, I had a good time. It was great.
Do your kids like it?
My kids love it. They're
it's
like,
it's nice
yeah,
to get out of New York for a while.
I'm away. I'm definitely a minority when I'm there. It's just me and the lobsters. The only things of color there, basically.
I feel the same way yeah, when I go to Holland with my husband, because he's Dutch. And I'm like driving, you know, and looking at all these farms. This is mm-hmm, not even a fucking black sheep. I'm like, what the fuck?
there's a Harlem.
And you go to these towns. There is a Harlem, but it's not this Harlem. And you go to these towns and everybody's like the same height with the same eye color. And it's fun because they ask you questions, you know what I mean?
Right.
But then after 5 minutes, I'm just like, I'm not Obama at the dinner table. You know what I mean? Like, you got internet, you got to figure this shit out. Like, I can't answer all these questions
right,
for you. I'm not your tour guide for race. You know
yeah,
what I mean? I don't have a tip bucket for, I'm just kidding. What if I just kept going?
I'm like, we got it. But you're like, you went to a chocolate city then, right?
I did.
Yeah.
I went to New Orleans for Essence Fest. That shit was dope. Have you been?
I haven't. I've been to New Orleans, but not Essence
Ooh,
Fest.
Yeah. Yes, I love New Orleans. I love going to a place where people look like me and everyone like, like just, they don't stink, but they got stank. You know what I mean? Like
what? They got
just
stank.
The way people suck a crawfish, I'm like, y'all nasty. Like, I yeah, love that shit. They don't even wash their hands. They just lick their fingers and shake your hand. I'm like, huh, it's great. No wet wipe into it. I love their
accents, too. And when my wife was pregnant, we went down there.
Yeah.
And everybody's so familiar. Then yeah, they're like, the accent is like that. They talk like that. And she was,
yes,
they came up to my wife, and they're like, ooh, you gonna have a baby, baby. Like that. We're like, what? What did you say? They're like, and this lady's like, it's gonna be a boy, baby. I know it's gonna be a boy, baby. And we're like, it's a girl. And she's like, it's going to be a manly baby. Like, okay. That's right, babe. I always want to be a police officer, too. Like a detective. Just, you know, be like Officer Tibido.
yes.
wear a shirt like this, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, solve fucking murders. Like, just get it. Like, you know that body's up in the bayou. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I do love New Orleans. People are very friendly in New Orleans. I don't know how people get shit done. I just motorboated grits, scallops, shrimp, gumbo, cake, Sazerac.
Sazerac. Yep.
Yeah, that shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, I had two of them. I was like, did I go to bed? I don't remember. Like, I woke up. Do you ever, like, get so drunk the room spins? Yep. Like, I was in a taxi. I was like, slow down. He's like, I'm at a stoplight. I'm like, cool.
Oh, my God.
Like, I found, like, a fucking shrimp tail under my titty. I was like, what?
That's a lucky charm. That's great. You make a wish on that fish tail and it comes true.
My husband came with me. Oh, and,
okay.
Who's in an interracial relationship up in here?
Look at that.
Okay, yes, I love this. So are there any black women with a white man?
Where is he? Where is he? That is not a white man. You could identify as one. I don't know. Whatever.
Well, if there's a black and white combination, I feel like it's my duty to, like, you know, prepare my husband as much as possible, you know, for the black royalty that he's gonna fuck a witness.
Right.
Now, it isn't like the middle of, like, every movie, like, you got it, you know what I mean? I'm not, like, testing him on the electric slide and shit, but... But I was like, you need new shoes.
Oh, what? His shoes were like, my shoes?
If you're gonna go to a black royalty party, you need new shoes.
Oh, absolutely. You got to have new shoes. You gotta come with the box.
You do, and a brush to clean them off with.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. So, yeah, I mean, he styled himself. You know, I wore a fringe dress, a plus-size fringe dress. That was fucking so much fun. That shit got caught in the car door every 10 minutes. Fringe is so much responsibility. It's like bangs. I'm like, why am I here? You know what I mean? Oh, my God, I got stuck in the toilet, and I was like, this is my life.
Are you serious?
Yes, bitch. Why would I make that up?
I don't...
That is a terrible thing to make up. Why would I
was
make
it,
that
it was
up?
Like beat it, like kind of like a beat
no,
it thing.
No, but you gotta pull it up and do this.
Okay.
And shit.
Yeah, I got you.
But you don't know how women pee. We pee like this. Look at me. Look me in the fucking eye, Jordan. Look me in the fucking eye.
No,
I can't do it. This is how we fucking pee. And then we shake it, and then we look for paper, and then we wipe it, and then our hands get wet.
I know that. Of course, I know that. I know that. I saw cartoons about
it. And then you see some dumb bitch looking at you like, how long you gonna be? It's just like, do you fucking mind? I hate those little cracks when people look. You know what I mean?
Like a little, like right between the door.
You got that look about you, Delwell. This is so silly. First guest to the stage. He's so fucking funny. I met him years ago. He's a hoot.
He's a hoot? Yeah.
He's a hoot. And he's also a correspondent for The Daily Show.
The Daily Show,
which is great. He got a job.
It.
That's nice. Please give it up for our friend,
Michael Costa!
Yes. Thank you.
Hi, Michael.
Are you fine with water? Do you want anything more than water?
I'm good with the water, but thank you very much.
You look great.
Thanks, everybody.
Have you been dieting?
Yeah, I'm on a strong diet, and that's actually why I'm here today. I want to share with you guys my diet. No, I don't know. I eat everything that you can eat. I eat.
Good for
you. I eat the ass. Yeah, I eat the ass.
But as we get older...
Did you say you eat ass?
You eat ass?
I just felt like someone was going to say it, so I just said it.
Right. Nobody, and in fact, even when you want it, nobody says it. They just put it in your face.
Can I say something? Aren't your parents here?
My parents are here.
Right.
Yeah, but his parents are cool. like they sold their house in Michigan to get an apartment in the city because they still got good hips. I think they still fuck. And they out and about.
Well, they eat ass. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of selling the house, you.
I love the sex.
Y'all got segues like a fucking mall cop. Hey yo! Got mom jokes for that ass, so that you will eat later. Not mine, but somebody else's.
I just,
if you, if you,
I've known Michelle a long time, and I just knew that when I said the phrase "I'll eat anything," I know what she's about to say. So that's why I just beat her to the punch, and I said, "I will eat the ass," and then she's like, "Nobody was gonna say it. She was gonna fucking say it."
First time you ever had sex.
Here we go. Yes. Mom and Dad, can you just step outside for a minute?
This is,
We don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
The first time I ever had sex. Well, and this actually is interesting because what is the definition of sex? It was anal sex. It was anal sex. So is that...
Does that
count? Of course. And we're bringing it back to where we started. I'll eat the ass.
I thought that's why you were saying that. It was like a setup to what you're going to say later. So you've got...
Michelle loves this story.
I do, because...
That's beautiful.
No, because when you are sexually curious and you're a teenager and
what,
you're...
What, curious George?
No, because you hooked up with a girl who thought that if she did it in her vagina, God would be mad at her.
Well, that's right, yeah. Very religious. Vaginal, that's what it's called. Vaginal sex. Was a violation of God's law, according to her. So. Oh my God. I think it's funny that backstage I asked at what time this aired on WNYC. And they're like, no, we could never air this show. Yeah, so that's what happened. That's what happened.
And did you know
that... Did I know what? I was a 17-year-old man. You don't ask too many questions. You just kind of... You go with... Yeah.
Did you think that's what sex was?
Well, yeah. This led to some problems, actually, because... Yeah, it's...
You know what, Costa? I hear you.
John and Jan Costa and my wife are sitting in the corner right now, so... It definitely throws you off. The next time I had a real relationship was in college, and I kind of thought that was par for the course.
Right. Yeah. Up the pooper.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I'm still waiting for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've been married for 11 years. I'm like, is this, what are you, I know it's like paper and
gold.
Which one's anal?
When do you get to butthole? It's forever, right? It's like forever.
Well, that's interesting you bring that up because I have zero desire at this point. I feel like, I've been to the mountaintop.
I wish we could switch dicks. This is crazy.
I can see it. Movies. If Face Off was so successful...
Dick Switch! Dick Switch.
We already got the same shoes on, Jordan!
I am Michael Goss's dick!
I'm so over this.
Well, you brought it up!
You always bring it up!
Don't do this!
I don't always bring it up, just when we're on stage. Listen! Yeah. So I was 2 years long distance with my husband. He lived in Amsterdam. When he came over and made the trek, you've been in Amsterdam? We lived in LA together. You were in LA at the time, and you gave us the best advice possible for moving in with someone.
You always say this, but I
don't remember.
Was it space?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
You were like, you need space.
Yeah.
Try to get another bedroom, even though you think you might not need it.
Right.
Oh. And it's so good, and I live by that fucking rule. I need more than one toilet in my house. I can't even know what kind of day he's had.
Yeah. I'm glad that was good advice. It's funny that that was the advice, because right now we live in Williamsburg in about a 300 square foot apartment, and she works from home. I'm off this week, so we need space. That's why I'm here. You said, do you want to do the show? And I was like, is it in my apartment? And you said, no. And I was like, I'll be there. I'll be at that show.
What do you want? What do you want for yourself? Highest, biggest wish and want, adult want,
yeah.
20 years from now for you and your wife?
Oh, man. Look, we went to Italy a couple years ago.
Oh, shit.
And in the morning, there were these four old Italian men drinking espressos at the coffee shops, like 9 a.m. Okay, we go out, we do our whole day. We get lunch, we take a nap somewhere, we tour a church, we come back. These four men are sitting there drinking espresso. It's Tuesday. I don't know, there's not a phone anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I just looked at them and I said, I just want to be able to be content like that. Because I'm not like that.
Move to a place with free healthcare.
Well, I don't know. I mean, and for all I know, these are miserable men bitching about the world. I don't know. But they just was like, sit. Be still together.
Yeah.
Be present together.
Good.
And that's why I put a cell phone blocker in this room tonight.
Michael Costa,
thank
everybody.
Thank you for having me, everybody.
Exactly right. So good.
Every time.
Michael.
Thank you so much.
Butt sex Costa, everybody. Woo!
Adulting listeners, have you ever thought to yourself, wow, I really need some adulting advice from Jordan and Michelle, a.k.a. Jordell? Well, here's your chance.
Oh, hell yeah. We're doing a super special show where we're answering your adulting questions.
Oh, my God. So exciting. So submit yours now, and we will change your life, honey. Just go to adultingpod.org and click on Ask Your Adulting Questions to submit your questions.
That's adultingpod.org.
Adultingpod.org. We'll be answering them with a surprise guest, and it's going to be so, so cute.
So fresh.
I mean... How long should you wait to move in together?
Oh.
In New York, like 3 weeks.
3 weeks is a good amount of time.
A good amount of time?
Yeah.
I would say a good year.
I think a good amount of time.
A good year, but also go on a lot of trips together so you can see how they act.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it doesn't even have to be like outside the country. Like, go to like, I don't know, Woodstock.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut is a lot cheaper.
Mm-hmm. How long do you stay on the apps, Bumble, Hinge, etc., before giving the fuck up? It says. That. They were so tired they didn't even write a question mark. That's...
Don Will, did you write this?
I did not write that
one. How long do you stay on? I don't know. I mean, both of us just met people by like in real life, right?
Yeah, but I also did some internet dating when it first came out.
Oh,
like,
yeah? Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Tell
like
me.
Yahoo Personals, old school. It was like filling out a W-9. I was like, why do I have to put my driver's license and my passport? I'm writing an essay about myself. Like, now motherfuckers are just like on food kick, just fucking looking for dick. Like, I can't even click, it's in a basket, you got dick.
Okay Cupid is like trying to get into college. It is so much to get into Okay Cupid.
That is fucked up.
You gotta write essays and shit.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You gotta spell check.
Yeah, it's too much.
Apostrophes. I don't think it's too much. I think it's enough. You don't want to be with a motherfucker that doesn't know how to spell.
My buddy does. What's the when you share like Uber pool. And
thank you. Uber pools ass.
Yeah, he meets girls on Uber pool. He meets ladies.
What?
You have been warned.
What?
Everybody is clutching their tote bags. Unbelievable. We need to have a meeting about this right away.
To answer the question seriously, if you are tired of the Bumble and the shit like that, then you know that you're fucking tired of it. Don't do it. Do something else. Mm. That's all.
Also, I mean, I say this all the time. Those are free apps. So it's like you... you are investing nothing in that.
And you're like, why isn't this working?
Yeah, I mean, the apps are free, but you get what you pay for because dating is expensive. It's like, you gotta buy rounds. Get the fuck out of here. Let's just get a pitcher of sangria.
Hashtag adulting.
Okay. Next question. Is it okay to flirt when you're in a relationship?
Whoa, shit.
You know what? People think I'm a flirt, but I think I'm just being polite, and I think people often mistake politeness for flirtation. And it, do you know what I mean? And it's just like, oh, you've never met a happy person before? Like, I can't touch your shoulder without thinking, like, somebody wants to suck your dick. Is this Turkey in 1862? Get the fuck out of here.
I always feel like you have to be, like, a little, like, not flirty, but, like, you know, flirt adjacent with folks at, like, Whole Foods or something like that. You know what I'm saying? When you come up to the cashier and they're always, like, mad at you, and you're always like, what's going on? How's your day? You know what I'm saying? Because
that is politeness, dude.
I know, but... Oh, okay, cool.
You know, we have talked about, especially married couples, you could tell the couples that have, like, open relationships, and they just try to, like, flirt and get drunk and fuck everybody and kiss you on the lips by accident. You're like, no. No, I don't like that shit.
That doesn't... I never... That does not happen to me. I don't know what kind of soirees you're going to.
But I, what, like,
House of
Kids?
Yes, or whatever the fuck you're going to. I'm not going there.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay, next question. Do I leave my boyfriend if he refuses to go to therapy? Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow. How?
I'm getting the goosies.
How did that question wash up here? That's... All right. How are we the court of last resort for that? What do you think?
Yes. Yeah, you know
okay.
that. Getting back.
Somebody
is that you?
You just outed your friend.
Oh,
okay,
okay,
okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Okay.
People, all right.
Did
this is turning into a town hall.
I
don't like that. I feel attacked.
Like, we won't say yes to the dress. The answer
someone,
is yes.
Michelle, please get my inhaler.
I don't
like that. No, I don't like
Again, getting back to you kind of know the answer. Also, it's just like, what do you want to work on, right? Like, what is the thing you want to work on? Also...
The thing you want to work on
in
within
therapy.
A relationship in
yeah,
therapy.
Yeah, because I'm sure there's like a issue,
it
right?
It must be the dynamics of that relationship.
Yeah, he sounds...
Yeah.
He sounds insecure and controlling.
Exactly.
And I don't know how you're going to suck that dick. I couldn't put my face in someone's crotch that didn't want to better themselves as a human being.
I agree.
Put that shit on a magnet. Very excited to bring our next guest. Damn, he's so great. He's got a show coming out on Comedy Central called...
Alternatino.
He's been on Broad City on...
Comedy Central.
He's also been on Netflix's...
Knuckles. Arturo Castro!
Yeah! You go here.
Is it over? Is it over?
Take this mic.
Arturo!
Yeah!
Woo!
Come on, man.
What a
Hello,
sassy
everybody.
Little chicken nugget.
I don't talk that. I'm so sorry. It would also be a bad time to mention I'm not Latino. I'm actually Scottish. But I've been coasting on this look for a long time.
Yeah. It works for you. It works.
Thank you so much. And that shirt works for you, man.
Thank
Where's
you.
That from?
This is from Tommy Bahama.
It's great.
But like the
you
cool
so
section.
Nice. What was your audition like for Broad City?
The first audition was in this really tiny room called NY Casting, so I didn't know it was a TV show, you know? It was my first audition for a TV pilot. Not for lack of trying, literally, like, my first other job on TV was called... It's for The Good Wife, and the character was called Dishwasher Juan. It's on my IMDb.
Yes.
Which makes the question, like, how many fucking Juans were there in that episode? Was there a firefighter Juan and Dr. Juan that we all just have to have specific titles to what we do? And then the callback was at Comedy Central. So that was, like, you know, intimidating in glass offices, and it had air conditioning, which I was not used to. And I walked into the room, and there was Abby and Alana, and they're like, hey, thank you so much for coming. And I was like, I did not have a choice, they forced me. And after that, they like laughed, and after that, yeah, it just sort of turned into this dream come true.
Oh, I That's love amazing. That.
I still can't afford Tommy Bahama shirts, but one day, one day.
It's pretty nice.
No, but it was really, it was, like the luck that it was my first pilot audition and that it turned into a TV show, that TV show turned out to be Broad City. It was like, you know, yeah. like it was just such a blessing. You
yeah,
know?
It changed your life.
Completely, yeah.
Yeah. Were you single? Are you single? What's your deal?
I am. All right, don't What's worry going? About it. don't you worry. Yo, help God. Me out. Can you do the one more? The smoke. It the just makes me feel sex. Like Pitbull yeah. is about to show up every time I hear that.
Dale, dale, dale duro, you know?
Yes,
I'm single.
Why.
Now, being single is crazy. This city is crazy. Woo! Not in a great way. No.
What's been, like, one of your craziest dates?
Well, there's a lot of, like, this sort of, like, assumption that, like, because you're Latin, you have to be, like, smooth, you know? Or, like, you like spicy food, you know? And I'm really big fan of matcha, you know? So they're always, we were talking about this backstage, because you met your husband at this club called Bembe.
Yes.
Which is.
Yes.
Oh my God. Okay. Oh, God.
Every white girl in here is like, yeah.
But you put Bembe in Alternativa.
I put it in my show because I'm a terrible dancer. And so every girl's like, do you know what salsa plays? And I'm like, oh. Yes, I do. One called Bembe. But, like, there's actual good dancers and people that are actually, like, these yeah. Dominican playboy dudes, you know?
Yes.
You're just in the back being like, where's the punch? Is the punch going to be served anytime?
Yeah. Don't wear deodorant. Wear a linen tank top with no bra.
Sure.
Live your best life. Act like you're auditioning for a J-Lo video or maybe The Matrix in that scene where everyone's dancing. Yes!
I've actually been in there to use the ATM, and... the energy is very sexual.
It's very
I don't know if you
sexual.
Noticed or not, but I was like, wow, they are getting... did you meet tonight? You know what I mean? It was like, you know, bubble.
Oh, yeah.
You know, bubble trouble. Like,
it feels like everyone's going to turn into a vampire.
Just
now,
saying.
Why did you put Bembe in your show?
Because it's a place that always makes me feel inadequate, you know?
And I know.
You know? Yeah. Like, everybody's looking to you like, you look like you could have the moves, but you don't, and you're asking if everybody needs water. You know, like, I'm just like the soccer dad. I'd be like, okay, guys, leave some space for the Holy Ghost, you know? And you can't, because everybody's just like, tura, tura, tura. You're just like, okay, thank you, this feels good.
I love that.
Yeah.
But there's always something about our nationality or culture that, like, we can't live up to, right? Like, as a black woman, everyone automatically thinks that I'm going to, like, be able to clap my ass and be like Cardi B at a picnic, and that's just not...
You know, that is what Cardi B does at a picnic. You know, it's internationally known. She claps her ass.
There's always something. Like, what do you feel inadequate
people
about?
People are like, oh, I'm sure he's, you know, great at the basketball. And actually, I'm a very good punter. I can punt a football like fire. Like, people are like, that's a great punt.
It's great, man.
I'm sorry asked. No, that's good. Thank you so much.
Tell us a little bit about your childhood, man. I want to know.
My childhood, yeah. So
okay,
I was born
Dr.
and raised.
Phil?
Yeah.
Is this the beginning of every Law and Order?
Tell me about your formative years, please. Thank you.
The year was 1985 in Guatemala. Sex was rampant in the streets. No, my childhood was really, really pleasant, actually. So my dad was a psychiatrist and my mom is a perfumist. So, you know, our mental health smelled delicious. No, but I grew up with three sisters. That's such a weird thing. Like, that's a psychiatrist that just sniffs your head to see how you're doing. Like, we need some work to do. We got some work to do.
I would
I can
love
feel.
That.
Yeah, so I grew up in a house with four women. I have three sisters older, but I'm 7 years younger than them, so I had to spend a lot of like time.
Did you have to borrow their clothes?
Well, not willingly. Yeah, I was definitely the dress up doll.
Did they teach you how to treat a woman?
Yes, well, that's the thing, right? So in my house, especially in such a macho place like Guatemala, I was very lucky that like my house was run by really strong women, right? Because they taught me, I was never into soccer or like, you know, hard stuff. I was like, Mom, like I don't like playing sports. I don't like fixing cars. It's like, I think your strength is your vulnerability, right? Like what makes you unique is that you're empathetic. That's a good thing, right? So 14 years later, I managed to make money out of it. But like, you know, at first it was just a very understanding household, particularly in a place that's not that open-minded like Guatemala.
Did you get beat up?
Not really, okay. No.
What happens in Guatemala?
What happens in Guatemala? Jesus Christ, there's a lot of... Yeah.
But you made an awesome sketch about Guatemala, because I've been to Costa Rica.
Fucking hell.
That was the premise. That was the premise of the sketch, right?
We have this whole sketch about a come to Guatemala ad that's like, in Guatemala, we have an ancient saying. If you listen to the line, you can hear it say, fuck Costa Rica, you know? Which I don't mean it. I love Costa Rica, but it's like... You know, because whenever I ask my white friends why they go to Costa Rica instead of Guatemala, and I make a point of it, they're like, isn't Guatemala part of Mexico? And I'm like, fuck you. Yeah. I remember, speaking of being single, I met these girls, and they were like, so where are you from? And I'm like, oh, Guatemala. And they're like, oh, my God. They turn to each other like, we love Guadalajara. But I was lonely, so I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I'll be from Guadalajara today.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's fuck it.
We need more federal funding for education.
Yeah, but the thing is...
That's just what we need.
But you've gone from being an actor and now you're a producer. That to me feels like a step up in maturity and adulthood. What is it like to have people working with under you?
Yeah, you have to be their boss and shit.
But it's a learning process for sure. It's a learning process because you're used to talking to people like you would to yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm very hard on myself or like my. Like, when I mess up a joke or, like, something's not perfect, I'm such a perfectionist. And you have to understand that people, you know, the process of other people's creativity is completely different, right? And it's weird because nobody tells you how to be a boss, really. Nobody, like, is like, hey, here's 70 people working for you.
I always feel like college courses should be like, how should you be a parent? How should you be a boss? How do you speak up for yourself? Like, thank you, political science. That's great. Thank you, accounting. Who cares? You're just going to go to, like, TurboTax anyways. I feel like... There are so many other lessons that we need to fucking talk about.
You just have to realize that it's other people's dreams too. Do you know what I mean? People are spending their talent and their time to make your vision a reality.
Yes.
So you have to be extra kind with their creativity, you know? And it's something that I had to learn, you know?
Yeah.
And assistants are weird. Like, I never thought I'd have an assistant. I'm like, I don't have anything for you to do. Acai bowl,
please? Shit, I do. Can I fuck about it? Uh-huh. Okay, let's answer some questions about adulting. Pick one. Caller, what's your name? Where you calling from?
Will I ever know how to do taxes right?
Bitch.
Oh.
Not in America, no.
Not if you say
we
taxes.
We not just talk about accounting TurboTax, ladies and gentlemen. It's real easy. I mean, I guess it gets complicated, doesn't it? Like deductions? Like, do you guys
the
do
more
deductions?
The more money you make, the more complicated it gets. But what I love to do, it's like a hairdresser. I ask people, who do you like?
I have my guy. His name is Lev. He's awesome. He gives me the extension. We always do the extension.
Always. Me too, man. Everybody's like stressing out in March or whatever. I'm like, yo, I'm chill. And then October comes along, and I was like, I'm going to get deported. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. They're going to find me out.
Don't get supported.
Kick that can down
the
road.
They send you to Costa Rica by accident.
And I'll be like, this is actually really nice. Zip lines.
Okay, last question.
How much should I be spending on bars on the weekend?
Ooh.
Oh, oh.
How much should I be spending
in parentheses,
on bars
it says a dude.
Wait, can I
well,
see that?
Well, dude.
How much should I be
spending
on... Depends
on how much money you make, but I'd say, like, not more than 5% of your salary, right? for
okay,
the month.
Okay, Sue Orman. Sue's Orman. Yeah. Like, no more than 5% of your salary.
Yeah, yeah.
I will say... As somebody who loves to drink, I used to go out, and I'm the type of drunk where everybody's my family. I start doing rounds. My credit card doesn't go through. I gotta wash dishes. But no, I get it. So I used to spend like at least $250 a night. Yeah, I was... Are you trying to heal me right now? What's happening? No, I don't do it. That's why I'm broke. But
have you ever had such a good time, like you have to come back the next day to the bar for your debit card? You ever do that?
Oh my God! Shit. Is it a good time unless you do that?
Well, that's like, now they start
charging you 15% for that shit. I was like, rude. Oh. I just cancel that shit, get a new one.
Fuck you.
I gave you such a big tip. Fuck you.
Or you see the bill the next day.
I invited you to my meatball party. Fuck you.
You see the bill the next day and you like consider it calling it fraud. You're like, I don't know.
I lose my debit card all the time. It's always in my bra or my boot. I put it everywhere. And my whole body's a lost and found box. You have trusting eyes. Why am I telling you this? And one time I was at Kinko's, like printing resumes as you do. I'm 72 years old and I forgot you put your card in the thing. And so I was like, where's my card? I gotta pay for all this paper. And so I called all the bars I was at the night before.
I was like,
I gotta log out and hopefully walk out of here like I didn't pay for my meal at Denny's. And then my card came back out and I was like, bitch. Oops. God, I feel so vulnerable. So what's one thing you want for yourself, adulting-wise, you know, in terms of, not career so much, because it's very difficult to make it in New York, and you have.
I'm working on it, you know? I don't think you ever feel like you make it totally, but, like, I feel like if I ever have a balcony where I can put some plants on it, I'll be like...
Get that succulent
life,
yes.
Take that basement, you know? Yeah, that'd be cool.
You mean like
a fire escape?
Yeah, that's exactly what I
Give
mean.
Give it up for her, everybody!
This is such a fun show.
It was very fun.
Oh,
I mean,
man.
Michael Costa brought it.
Arturo Castro
brought it. It was so good.
Yeah. This is the hardest part.
Saying goodbye? Oh, the credits.
But here we go.
Adulting was produced by Blakeney Schick and Odelia Rubin. The adulting team includes Joanna Solitarov, Paula Schumann, Joe Plord, Keegan Zima, George Wallington, and Irene Trudell. And the live show is produced by Christian Banda.
Our theme music is by Isaac Jones with additional music by Don Will.
Pew, pew, pew.
And if you like this episode, just rate us.
Yeah, or write a review or both. I don't know if I'm going to read them. But I might.
You read all of them.
I can't.
You can't not.
I can't
just like,
not.
Look at this one star review.
Okay,
You always pull that. I'm like,
like a lady on the Upper West Side that's in a focus group? Bubby, come see the one star.
Oh my God. Do you have any words of wisdom before we leave?
My words of wisdom this episode is... something from a Bob Marley song, and I'm sure from like other places, but if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything.
Wow.
It's been a week.
I was just gonna say, if you're over 30, guys, stop wearing shorts.